This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Proverbs 25 through 29, Leroy looks at the spiritual point of no return. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Whenever I have an opportunity to talk with someone about faith in Jesus Christ, I always try to end my presentation of the gospel with the words, "Will you?" Will you turn to Christ in repentance and faith? Will you follow Him as His disciple? And people usually say, of course, yes or no. If they say yes, I try to help them open their hearts to Christ. If they say no, I ask another question. Why? What is holding you back from this step of faith? If they are just not clear about what's involved, I back off and encourage them to keep seeking after truth. I may give them a little booklet or suggest they read the Gospel of John. But if they say they are refusing to respond to Christ simply because they want to continue in sin, I approach the matter in an entirely different way. If they are turning their backs on God, even though they know they should seek His mercy and forgiveness, then they are in danger. So I often turn to Proverbs 29:1, which says, "He that being often reproved hardens his neck will suddenly be cut off, and that without remedy." Years ago, I knew a man who used to entertain people by sticking his finger into light sockets. At a party or social gathering, he would unscrew a light bulb, put his finger into the socket to show how much electricity he can take. People kept telling him not to do it, that it was dangerous, but he wouldn't listen and kept right on. Then one day he did the same thing he had done for years, and it killed him. Another verse I share with a person who says no to Christ is Proverbs 27:1. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." There are no guarantees in the Bible about tomorrow. Every one of us is only one heartbeat from eternity. The Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." God says, "Come now. Choose you this day whom you will serve." A person who mocks the mercy of God must be made aware of these facts on the Word of God. So remember, if a person with whom you are sharing the gospel is honestly not ready, back way off and help him find the light. But if he understands the gospel message and the implications of it for his life, then you have a responsibility to convey the urgency of the situation and the danger of continuing to say no. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Are you a spiritual grandparent? Have you led a person to Christ who has in turn led someone else to the Savior? The Navigator booklet, Born to Reproduce, tells how you can become a multiplying disciple of Jesus Christ. To receive your free copy of Born to Reproduce, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the story of a beautiful queen and why no one wrote about her looks. Join us as we study Proverbs 30 and 31 on Daily Discipleship.